Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie is here, too, because Janet's a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She spent her entire career working in marketing and sales development and public relations. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and 101 Winning Marketing Actions, and she's our good friend. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back, happy Valentine's Day.
And the same to you.
Will you be my Valentine's for this half hour at least?
For the next half hour, I'm yours.
I like that. Way to go. Good job. So it's Valentine's Day, and apparently Valentine's Day is circumnavigating the globe. Apparently, that even in China they have Valentine's Day, but over there, Janet, it's my understanding that the women only give to the men. It doesn't go the other way. How about that?
Are you making that up?
No, I've learned that this week, that the women only give to the men. That's what I heard.
Now, well, and they walk 3 paces behind the men too.
Now I'm not going there, but they very well. Well, you know, sometimes the Chinese they're pretty smart over there, I guess. But you know, Janet, over here in America, they allegedly, it goes both ways. The men give to the women give to the men. But you and I both know the dirty little secret is that all the pressure is on the men over here, isn't it?
Oh yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Why is that?
I don't know. It must have something to do with commercialization.
Somewhere back when Valentine's Day got started, the guys didn't show up for that meeting or something to lobby for themselves, I guess. Is that, you think that may be what it is?
It could have been.
Go ahead.
Isn't it after St. Valentine? I mean, isn't that where we get the holiday?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He was the guy. So.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Well, you know, the thing is there's so much pressure on guys, though, isn't there? I mean, there's an ad for flowers. There's an ad for pajamas, for bears, for chocolate, for diamonds, for goodness sake, for diamonds, Janet. I mean, I'm not. I don't really love my sweetie if I don't give her a diamond on Valentine's Day. I'm like, give me a break.
Well, if it works, you know.
I never have ever seen an ad that showed a woman in a golf shop, and the copy would say, "If you love your sweetie, you'll buy him a new driver." Or that could be in a bass shop, you know, a fishing, you know, if you love your sweetie, you buy him a new motor for his bass boat or something like that, right? You never said another thing that I know Janet wanted to talk about today is marketing your business, and one of the things we can learn from the Valentine's Day theme is how to identify opportunities like this to market your business. Identify, find a time during the year when your particular product works. Janet, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Well, I was going to say, was it something I said? I was just trying to segue into marketing. I was saying, what a great marketing tool Valentine's Day has become for the chocolate industry and the diamond industry and the flower industry, but alas, not the golf or the bass boat industry. So, you know, I was just talking about what can we learn from Valentine's Day, the whole Valentine's Day marketing thing. What can we learn about that in our businesses?
Well, you are exactly right. And you forgot to mention berries. I mean, how many times have you seen that Sherry's Berries commercial.
Oh, yeah. Berries and the strawberries and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I like the chocolate covered strawberries. Anybody wants to give me some chocolate covered strawberries, I'll be their sweetie for as long as it takes to eat them. Go ahead.
But you're right. You don't see any commercials or hear anything about the things to buy for a man for mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. So somebody understands how to capitalize on this particular holiday.
Right. So what can we learn in our small businesses, though, to do? What would be something that we could do, depending on the industry we are in, not to start a global, national, one-day, type thing, but maybe just in our market or whatever, identify something that would get people interested in doing more business with us. What do you think?
Well, sometimes it's a trend, and it may not be here for a while, and you need mm-hmm. to take advantage of it. And I'm not talking about a trend like, online networking or something.
Right.
I'm talking about a trend of interest, for something people are interested
mm-hmm.
in. Although, I guess that was a good example, because how many people are there now out there that teach how to market your business on Facebook and LinkedIn
right.
and
right.
other sites? So they're taking advantage of
mm-hmm.
a trend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And apps on iPhones. So it's paying attention to what's going on in your particular industry and talking to them, and not necessarily listening to other people, but talking to your customers and clients and the people in your target industry.
When we come back, we're going to put your marketing plan on a diet with our good friend Janet Christie. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.